Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
I want to talk about the media. Yeah, I know, I'm on it. I know. Do you trust the media? Do you actually trust us? Do you trust me? Well, now, see, I'm biased. You know what I mean? Because I'm conservative, I suppose, in my views, and always have been. And that's okay, by the way, for a show like this, because if I say something that you don't agree with, or you think my opinion is wrong, you're welcome to come on the air and challenge that view. The same way as if a caller says something that you think is absolutely obnoxious and wrong, you're welcome also to come on or text in or whatever it is and challenge that view as well. That's what the show is all about. But on some shows, you don't get that opportunity. You're told this is the way you should think, particularly if it's news. You're told this is the way you should be, and this is the angle we're taking on it, and that's it. You don't get an opportunity to challenge that. So a few weeks ago, I brought up the topic of trusting the media and the information that gets out there. Now, the Irish media, according to what I'm reading here, are characterised by strong radio and television networks, including the main public service broadcaster, RTE, and a relatively small number of print publications still undergoing, I suppose, the digital transition. Now, I know a lot of our listeners are very specific when it comes to where they get their news, and I don't blame them. Overall in Ireland, it seems, according to this report, we have a great trust when it comes to elections and news quality. According to the Elman Trust in social media, is a lot lower, with only 22% of our users saying they trust the information they get there. Now, I don't particularly blame them for that. Social media is awash with misinformation and the right information, and it's hard to find which is the right and which is the wrong. The same goes for owned media sites. 30% say they trust the information they get from there. And with privately owned or independent media sites or media radio or television, again, what you're dealing with is a bias, probably on one side or another. And it's up to you whether that bias agrees with you. And sometimes if it doesn't agree with you, well, then you can watch it and you can shout at the television or the radio. A significant number of respondents in Ireland are concerned about the increasing difficulty in discerning between news from reputable media and individuals trying to deceive people. And aside from the Irish population, Irish media remains relatively trusted according to international standards. But what about you? Forget about international standards. What about you? You're the one listening to media. You're the one who listens every single day or goes on social media or goes to online publications or whatever it happens to be. And I would prefer, by the way, if we don't need to mention the names of them all, with the exception of RTE, which is the one you're paying for, the public service broadcaster. You don't need to mention the names of any other ones, because that wouldn't be fair, because they all have their own little biases, I suppose. But let me know what you think by WhatsApping 087-188-0008. And just text or WhatsApp the words, let me on, and we'll try our best, Molly, we'll try our best to get you on. And the question is quite simple. Do you trust the media? All right. And I suppose the media, I'm not talking about social media. I'll ask you about that, obviously, while you're on, but we're talking about the mainstream media, as they call it, which is the media we're more familiar with, the one that's kind of licensed by the Licensing Authority, which used to be called the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. Now it's called Commission Yaman. Let me just go to John. John, hi, how are you?
Noel, how are you? Good evening.
Good. John, do you trust the media?
As I was talking to one of the girls there at the start, the short answer is no. And like, various reasons. Like, it's not that I don't, the stories may be real, but a lot of the stories that you see in the news and hear on the radio, like, are just stories that are just unrelative to actual daily life of what people need to hear and want to hear and what needs to be said every day. You know, I heard a news story the other day on the radio of, on another news, a turtle has been found on a beach in Kerry, and he's after been brought back by Aer Lingus. You know, like,
yeah,
that's great. I don't know that, you know. I'd rather know about something.
But
more,
that's a kind of tradition in news to do that. The newsrooms call it
Codswallop on the way in before.
Oh, no, I know it's Codswallop, yeah. But here, the newsrooms, and because I obviously I worked in many of the newsrooms, they call that the "and finally" story. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
So it's always a kind of lighthearted quip at the end, you know. And finally.
Well, like, a lot of them before that are the same, like, you know. It's very controlled. I think it is very controlled. The way you described at the start is correct. Like, it's what the way people are look. It's the way people are supposed to think. It's the way people are supposed to have an outlook on things. There's a lot of actual news that needs to be told. Stories need to be told that are not told at all. And it's the real daily life things that happen, problems and situations and updates that people require that they just aren't getting. It's a lot of like scare tactics as well, the news is being about certain things, whether it be new laws brought in and stuff like that.
Or the weather.
Yeah. The weather. Oh, the weather. I said that to the girl. I said, she wouldn't believe the weather. She told you it was snowing, I'd go out in my shorts.
Yeah, but so. I think there's a, I mean, don't get me wrong, they've been right on a couple of occasions over the last 2 or 3 years, but it's the kind of alarmism over the weather.
It's alarming when they do get it right.
Yeah.
You're ringing them, what's going on?
Yeah.
But like, you did say don't touch on social media. Like,
no, no, I know, I didn't say don't touch on social media. No,
but, yeah, do, yeah, no,
do,
yeah, but.
Do you trust social media?
Not one bit at all.
But you can't, because not it's just people bit. Like me and you, and it's just, do you know what I mean?
And AI now is like.
Oh yeah, so real.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, so the short answer to you, Noel, on the question is no, I don't trust the media. And I think a lot of people are going to call in and say the same thing, because it's a lot of unrelative to, it's unrelative to what people really want to know, I think.
See, if we go back 40 years ago when we didn't have social media, we had one television channel, we had two newspapers, here, but particularly here in Dublin, for example, you had the Press and the Herald, the Echo down in Cork probably, and the Tribune in Galway and a couple of others, right? So they had 40 pages. And so only the best stories got on those 40 pages because they were limited. But now, because publications are online, they're unlimited. So they fill it with whatever they can. And of course, we've stories coming in from all over the world because we've such great communications nowadays between social media and everything else. We can see clips of, you know, radio stations and television stations all over the world. So everything becomes news. The man who falls on the subway in New York becomes news in Ireland and goes viral. Or something like that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, whereas before, we were limited to only the important stories.
I do think, and I don't want to go down a rabbit hole, I don't want to sound wrong or anything like that on this, I do think that there's a lot, the news to shy away from the stories we hear that's been problems that Ireland have had in the last couple of years and due to the immigration and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I know, because so, yeah, there wasn't great news coverage of the protest 2 weeks ago, for example.
No, yeah, like, and like just the things that are happening on the daily, there's no updates. There should be something, I think, to, because the social media is where everybody's getting their information now when it comes to that stuff. And a lot of it's untrue.
Of course.
So like, if we're going to get the real facts, we should get the real facts from the
but it has to be unbiased.
Should, yeah.
Okay, let me give you an example, right? Because I'm a conservative, I wouldn't say I'm the biggest fan of Donald Trump of the world, but I like some of his policies, right? So if you look at RTE News, it's quite clear that they come from a default position. Donald Trump is a bad man. So that's the default position. Now, if he does something good, they might report on it. I don't know whether they will or not, but they'll always put their own little slant on it. But there's this, from mainstream media, there seems to be a default position. He could stop a world war tomorrow and somehow they'd manage to criticize him. So what I'm saying, and don't get me wrong, there's many reasons to criticize him. But what I'm saying is there's a default position. Silly, it's a default position where it shouldn't be. They should be impartial. They're meant to be impartial.
Yeah, impartial. And they should be neutral on it. And I think that's the issue. Like it's kind of like it's I can't think of the word right now. It's up in my head. Like just, but like it's very scripted.
It's very biased.
It is, like, and that's the problem, you see, and that's why a lot of people, like, I can't remember the last time I watched the RT News, to be honest with you, and I'm talking years
now. Neither can I, to be honest with you.
I hear it on the radio and stuff like that, and there's other stations out there that give news, radio stations, we won't name them, obviously, but, and the news is ridiculous about people getting a suntan and people breaking up with their parents, and we all know, you know, and I'm, wow, isn't that interesting, like, if someone tweeted something about something when there's actually serious things going on out there.
If you're meant to be a news, if you're meant to be a news channel and a news story, well, that's what you should do. Now, don't get me wrong, this show does a combination of news. We do a combination of news stories and social kind of dilemmas as well. But that's just what we do. We don't. I don't claim to have 3 hours of news every night.
No, you know? But like I think, and regards to yourself, I would trust. And I'm not just saying this because I'm on the phone. I would trust listening to yourself like that.
But I can be biased too, John. I'm not denying that because I'm a conservative.
No, you speak facts in fairness, like, and you, like, it's an opinionated show and it has everything on it. I'd sooner listen to this, and obviously I've been on it and listen to it quite regularly, but than to anything else in regards to that, like, because radio stations do get a bit, like, I know they are running out of stories and they're running out of things to talk about. And I suppose the news can't always be doom and gloom. But sometimes it needs to be the absolute facts and not the biased stories of stop looking at you, what you just said there, as in stop looking at what they've done wrong, but they need to look at what someone has done right in terms as well. And that's really it. Like, there's so much.
So it's all what it comes down to in every, say, radio station, television station, they'll have one person who's head of news, right? And they're the ones ultimately who decide what the news stories of the day are going to be. And then the other news readers just package them, put them down and read them out. Mm-hmm. So it's humans that are doing it. So because a human being is doing it, just like all of us, they have their own ideas and their own biases and their own feelings, be it on Donald Trump or so climate change or whatever it is, or immigration. So, you know, so if they're liberal and left, well, then the news stories are probably going to lean to that side, which is wrong, by the way. That shouldn't happen, but it does.
It should be a team of people. I would have thought now, you have to let me know that now. It would be one person. I would have assumed it would be a team of people that would...
Well, there is a team, but they would be guided by one person who would be head of news, and they would ultimately decide, you know, what the top story of the day is going to be, for example.
Yeah. You know? And as well, like, I think a lot of the news stations, the radio stations, use the same people, the same absolute scripts on different stations when the news is on. Like, so...
Well, that's because some of the smaller stations would buy the news. Yeah, so they buy it.
Yeah, and so it's hard to like pick out any particular perpetrators of giving fake news as well, because they're all kind of using the same script. Like, but I can just say I just don't trust it. Like,
okay, so you decide you're sitting down tonight, just before I come to Mike and Ross. You're sitting down tonight and you want to go, right, what's happening in the world? So you pick up your phone. Where's the first place you're going to go to see what's happening in the world?
To be honest with you, Noel, I don't know, because it's so hard to decipher what is actually real news and fake news anymore. And that's my answer on it.
Okay. You
know, that's just...
And I understand that. I do understand that.
I don't know. Like you look at the Irish Independent or something like that. Like, maybe. I don't know. Okay. I'm not sure, but it's very... It doesn't have, it only has, like, you know, but then you look at the Sunday World or something, say like that, and it's all...
Very angry.
it's angry. Like that. But the Irish Independent is all politics and what have you. It's hard to get the real news anymore. It really is. It genuinely is. It's hard to get the real news anywhere anymore.
Okay, well, hang on. Stay there, John, for a second. I know I understand your frustrations. Mike, hi, how are you?
No, good evening. How are you, sir?
Good. Mike, are you on speakerphone there, Mike? Can you pick it up?
One second off.
Yeah, that'd be great. You heard what John said there. He just doesn't know. Okay, that's fine. He just doesn't know where to get news anymore. He kind of doesn't have a huge amount of trust in anything, really, at this stage.
Actually, you know, you couldn't, like... I don't listen to news, and I don't buy papers anymore. No, and even go back... I remember one time I was up in Holiday, and I was down the Falls Road, and I got talking to this guy in Cavan, we'd become friends in him. And I said to him, Jesus, down here in the south, I said, we don't know half what's happening. Half what's happening, he said. We're living in Cavan, he said. We don't know half what's happening. He said, down there, you don't know shit, he said. Which is so true, like. And even going to school, in what our teachers taught us about history and all that. Because all happened the truth, because we were only hearing one side of it, like.
Yeah, I know. But again, that's about a bias, isn't it, in history? That we obviously favour, you know, we favour ourselves rather than other countries, i.e. England.
Yeah. But like, even you know, when you see what's going on, even what's happening down here in Kerry, you know, with that case, like, and I don't understand. But there's just so much lies and so much fake news on about it, like, it's...
Okay, don't talk about any particular cases, if you could.
I won't say what.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just, it should fucking turn you off the whole thing, like, and they can, you know, they can come out and say what they want to say, and they're...
Well, the media can always, no matter what way the story turns out, or any story turns out, be it in any court case or whatever it is, once the court case is finished, of course, they can't do it while the court case is on because it's sub judice. But once the case is finished, the media can twist any story, depending on who's writing the story, if it's an opinion piece or whatever it happens to be, the media can twist it any way they want to do. That's just the way they take their line. So, you know what I mean? And that's up to them. And, you know, and it's up to us as adults, intelligent adults, to look at that story and go, that's not really the way it happened at all. You know what I mean? I don't trust that one.
The thing is there, Noel, is that there's so much now. That's where I'm at. I'm at that situation where who do you trust now and who do you look at for the real stuff?
Mm.
You know?
See, I look at them all. You know, when I'm looking for stories for me at the podcast or for the show here, you know, and Molly as well, we kind of look at them all. You know what I mean? You might start off with the Indo, you pop over to the Journal, pop over to Grip Media. And the Journal and Grip would be quite opposites because the Journal is quite liberal, Grip Media would be quite conservative. So you pop from one to the other, and then you might pop on the Mirror or Dublin Live or whatever it is. So you kind of look at them all, and you might see the same story on all five of them, but they'll be completely different angle.
Yeah. I like the Grip, them gripped, the Grip, the Grip, is it?
Grip Media, like, yeah.
I think that's who I go looking for now. If I was, looking for, you know, their opinion on the thing, like, I look whether to right or wrong.
They've got some good journalists there. They have Ben and John McGurk, they've got some good journalists there, yeah.
I do, yeah. I do, like, but as far as, what's the Viking? Other ones, yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Would you watch RT News? Mike, do you watch RT News?
I don't have a television, Niall. I have two vans and I have a house, Niall, and I don't have a television.
Two vans and a house, and you have no television, but you have a radio. Okay.
No radio either.
Oh,
the radio, I was on the phone there when I did, we answered that for an Niall Boylan.
Okay, so you listen on the app, I assume, then, on the phone.
That's the only man I do listen to, like.
Oh, okay. Oh, thanks very much. I'll take that as a compliment.
You know that man, Niall Boylan.
I know that man, Niall Boylan, yeah. Know him well.
He's half honest, like, and he, you know, he tells it as a kid that he's full of Philip.
He's half honest.
Well, if you're too honest, you're no good, like.
Yeah, you'd be absolutely no good if you're too honest, yeah.
That's the other thing as well, Noel, when you give stories like that, a lot of radio stations would be afraid to, I would say, producers or that would be afraid to put something out there that's very controversial in case it backfires on them also. Mm-hmm.
There is limitations to even this show. So we do have limitations and guidelines set out by Commissioner Mann, formerly the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. So when I'm presenting a topic, I give you both sides, and then it's up to you to argue about it. Now, sometimes, obviously, I throw in my own opinion. Of course I do, but it's up to people to challenge it if they don't like it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's where this kind of show comes in grand, and it's good. This is, you know, you nearly get, I'd say you'd probably get better information, like, just listening to this show at night time than you would off listening to every news broadcast all day today, you know? You would, because you're getting real stories.
Yep.
A lot of the other radio stations, didn't they see? Their money is being paid by the councils and through advertising, and that's one thing. I don't ever hear the councils advertising new radio station, Niall.
Well, that's because those radio stations that you might listen to would be local, so they're local stations. Yeah. Whereas we're not a local station because we're all
I beg your pardon.
That's why.
Every day is a school day. Every day is a school day.
Yeah. So those local stations serve locality. So if you're listening to a talk show on one of the local stations, be it Midlands or Ocean or Galway Bay FM or whatever it happens to be, they're only going to talk about things in their own county, because there's no point in them talking about something in Dublin because there's no one from Dublin listen, generally speaking. Yeah. So whereas we have to service, you know, Dublin, Limerick, Cork, Galway, Kildare, County Meath. So we have like 70% coverage of the whole country. That's our license. Yeah. So in saying that, we have to do topics, like, I would generally avoid doing a topic that would be just about Dublin, because I'm going to alienate the Cork audience, the Kerry audience, and everybody else. So we kind of avoid doing those.
And that's one thing that really got my goat now today. That really got my, as my mother, God rest, she would say when she was a knight, that gets in the top of my tits.
Did your mother-in-law used to say that it gets on top of her tits? Yeah, she's, yeah. Right, stay with me, John, and Colin, I'll be with you in a second, but I got to go to Ross. He's been waiting a while. Ross, hi, how are you?
Good evening, man. How are you getting on?
Good. Ross, do you trust the media or any media at all?
Gripped on yourselves. And if I actually do have any, if I am looking to find some sort of truth on something, you'll probably laugh at me for this. I'm not on any social media bar TikTok. And I just put it into TikTok and you'll actually get uncensored, unedited, you know.
But TikTok is a kind of wash with nutcases as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but you could spot the nutcases. All you do is look at the hashtags.
Right.
Very easy spot the nutcase.
Hashtag nutcase.
Just yeah. Look at all. If people have 1,000 hashtags in their description, like, hold on, these fellas are just looking for likes. But there actually are videos there, you know, like the war, what they're making out on the news, the wars that are happening, and they're not actually, you know, like, it's completely like.
They give you their summarized, their summarized version.
These ruined buildings and buildings on fire on the news. And there's a video went viral there for a while. It was removed off Facebook and everything, but it's still on TikTok. There was this square in this city in Ukraine in ruins, in flames. And there was a guy sitting in his apartment in the square with the news on his television. And he's done a live video from the television to the square that was on fire. And there was people sitting out in front of the coffee shops, drinking tea and coffee, people walking their dogs. The square was fine. But on the news, it was on fire and in ruins. And he done a live video. It went viral for a little while, but then was completely taken down off everything. Still on TikTok.
And yeah, I have no doubt that this misinformation happens on mainstream media as well. They get it wrong. Very wrong. And I've no doubt that there is propaganda that comes from media around the world. So all we got to do is look at American media for that, when you got CNN and Fox, both on different sides of the fence, and both pop out propaganda constantly all the time. So I have no doubt there is. So what happened, do you think? And Ross, when was it that you, because you don't sound like a very young man. I'm guessing you're in your mid to late 30s, are you?
Yeah, you're bang on, yeah.
Okay, so at what point did you lose interest? Or not lose interest, did you stop trusting the media? Can you remember when?
COVID.
COVID, okay.
COVID. Simple as that, COVID. Yeah, COVID.
Yeah, a lot of people say the same thing.
There was fear and happening before that, but COVID was the main thing. And you were the very... During COVID, I was working because I used to deliver animal feed and that to farms. And we'd bring, like, alcohol, spirits to places for, like, hand sanitizer and stuff. So I was kept going all through COVID. And that's why that's how your only radio station I'd listen to. And once I went out of... say your coverage, Spotify was put on through the Bluetooth.
Yeah, well, see, at the time, you know, the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, paid for a report that was done by Kinsen. And I think they paid 80 or 120 thousand a month. It was a ridiculous amount of money. Anyway, the report was to identify people in media, social media, who are anti-government or anti-government policy. And I was named. I was quite proud of the fact I was named in the report as anti-lockdown broadcaster and anti-government broadcaster.
I remember that, and I was actually just about to say to you, Niall, you ended up, I think, was it on a Pat Kenny's show? I've seen you on. You were on a nighttime show trying to, and it was just no one that was on the panel was.
Oh, that was on the Tonight Show. That was the Tonight Show.
Tonight Show. And not one person there, all right, not one of them assholes was with you, but the amount of people in all the comments, they want one comment in all the comments. There's thousands of comments underneath the video. Everyone on the show was like, well, you're wrong, Niall. And you're like, no, you're not. And every comment underneath the video, because my wife showed me from her Facebook, and it was all like everyone was supporting Niall. Mm. Niall is well spoken. Who does he
think? That goes back to what I was saying about
bought by RTE. Well, all I did with COVID, unlike many other broadcasters, who I was deeply disappointed with, because it made them
scaremonger, Niall.
Well, I didn't want to scaremonger. Right now, don't get me wrong. For the first 2 months, 3 months, like everybody else, I was unsure of what was happening. We all were. Let's be clear about that. We all were. But once the evidence came through that it was the more vulnerable in society that were really at risk, I saw how unnecessary it was to do what the government were doing. Right. But that's beside the point. But I gave both sides of the story. That's all I wanted to do, is have people on who disagreed with the government. Whereas if you went to RTE or you went to any other television station or news station, you didn't get that. All you got were people who would, experts, inverted commas, who were coming on telling us we were all going to die. And that's not what I wanted to do, because that wasn't true. And it turned out that wasn't true.
Yeah. No, wasn't. Wasn't and
that's,
like
that's why they went against you.
Yeah, well, that's exactly why they went
all
against
the statistics
me.
Are, all the statistics are there about death over all for every year, decade.
Excess deaths were actually down for those 2 years. Yeah, they were down.
It's madness. Absolute madness.
And they went up the year after COVID stopped. But anyway, that's beside the point. But Ross, so if you're the question I asked John, if you're sitting down tonight and apart from listen to me every now and again, we don't talk about news all the time in this show. We do social dilemmas and all sorts of other stuff, right? But if you're looking for a news story and you want to, you know, see what's happening in the world, where do you just look on TikTok or Gripped?
TikTok are Gripped. I wouldn't trust anything else. Honestly, I don't.
TikTok is the worst place you can find news.
Which TikTok?
No, it's not news. No, you got
TikTok
me wrong there. Okay, maybe
worst place.
Yeah, maybe I explained that our place. No, I would say Facebook would be one of the worst. No, TikTok, for example. Right, okay, maybe not news, but if I want, just say so, I heard something on the radio or something.
And you're looking for a video of it, yeah, some sort of evidence.
I'm looking for a video, and it's okay. Like, right, okay. They're saying that these fellas are absolute animals, and they're saying the Dublin protest, only 2,000 people showed up. I go to TikTok and I look for a video that someone recorded live, and bang, there's 10,000 people. Same as well, lunatics with machetes going around, and they don't name the race or the colour unless you're white, and that's it. And then you go find the video on TikTok, video either off someone's dash cam or someone's phone, and the video's there, unedited, and you can see it.
For yourself, so you can see that whatever it is that actually happened and what was going on. Yeah, no, I understand. I know a lot of people who do that. But again, you know, there's always the caution that you have to be very careful that a lot of the videos, like I seen somebody had put a link up on Twitter there, was it 2 weeks ago? Here's a madman walking around the streets attacking people, right? I can't remember exactly what it was, right? And I was shocked. I was going, oh my God, what a lunatic, right? And then somebody else had put up a video of it on TikTok from 4 years ago. It was actually 4 years old. So you got to be kind of careful. And it wasn't even in Ireland, by the way. It was in England somewhere. So you got to be careful. Not everything is as it seems, you know. But I do understand your lack of trust. And a lot of people feel the same way. And as much as Gripped is a good outlet, you know, they're limited in the amount of stories that they would have on a daily basis, obviously.
One mistake from a media outlet and one mistake like that, that's it. That's the end of them. Like, they lose all trust altogether. So it's another added...
Well, they've all made mistakes, you know. I'm sure every single media outlet, including the Irish Times and the Independent, they've all at some point in their careers, you know, had something put up that was probably incorrect. Stay there, Ross and John. Let me just go to Colm as well. Colm, hi, how are you?
How are you doing? Not bad. Nice to talk to you, Niall.
Nice to talk to you too. Okay, so where do you go for your news?
Pardon, say that again?
Where do you go for your news? Where would you look for your news?
Where do I go for my news? The web, the TV, news, RTE, the Sky News, basically.
Okay.
Honest, that kind of, yeah.
Okay. And do you trust those outlets, Sky News, RTE?
Kind of more or less, but sometimes like there's some things those that flips through and they kind of mentor or they kind of monitor what's allowed to be shown. Like, remember, like as I sent you on a video there, link, as I was talking to the girl there and who rang us earlier on about the Eurovision Song Contest there about Israel, and there was a bit of it came across on media today on Facebook of a protester right in front of the stage.
I saw that, yeah. I saw that video.
Did you see that, yeah?
Yeah, and the security holding him against the fence, yeah. Yeah.
And pulling his hair like a marble, like, and nothing was said, nothing was shown on the TV, nothing was broadcasted, there was no mention of it on the news.
Maybe they didn't want to distract people on the... Like, the event is about entertainment, it's about songs, it's about... So maybe on the night, the last thing you want to do is have a camera zooming over while the girl is singing.
Oh,
look at this lunatic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they should have been on the news. They should have been on the news. What they did is that actually happened to myself and my husband. We went to the Eurovision about 5 years ago in Lisbon. And the whole audience, when Russia came on, the whole audience turned their backs. We all booed because of their anti-gay propaganda over there. And we held our phones up with the gay pride flag.
See, I find all that hard, Colm, and I don't want to disagree with you, right? I understand what you're saying, and by the way, their anti-gay propaganda or their anti-gay stance is disgusting, right? But here's the thing, I don't want to disagree with you, but what I'm saying is when it comes to Israel, when it comes to Russia, you know, it's a song contest. And I kind of felt sorry for the girl from Israel. You know what I mean? I did.
Were cancelled out.
Sorry?
The audience were cancelled out. So therefore, the media were not shown what was going on in the audience. they were being shown.
Yeah, but maybe on that occasion, yeah. I don't necessarily disagree because the media don't want to portray it as some sort of political exercise.
Yeah,
it's
and
a song
it wasn't
contest.
On the news, like the following day, saying, "Oh, like remember, it just passed off like a breeze." And there was nothing said about it.
Well, we did talk at the time of that song contest going back that time. We did talk about the fact, you know, that obviously, you know, the stance that Russia took in relation to gay people.
Graham Norton mentioned the Bills, and he's had to get his knuckle wrapped over it.
Mm. Well, that's because he referred to the Israeli song as being controversial.
Yeah,
that's not really his job on the night. If you want to talk about that on a news show or a debate show the following day, well and good. But not on the night. I think his job on the night is just to commentate on the entertainment factor.
But he commentated on what was going on.
But he can't take his personal feelings out on.
No. There was thousands of millions of people watching that all across the world. Mm. And everybody was sitting there and everybody else was going, oh, here's Israel on, like, remember, like, and everybody's gone mystified about. What? Everybody's cheering. They weren't cheering. And they should have been shown that they weren't cheering. And that's why I'm saying the media is being misled. They were misled by that.
Leaving aside the Eurovision, I don't want to focus too much on one story.
That was mishandled. Pulled his hair, an arm up against his mouth.
I seen it.
Disgraceful. There was nothing in the news. There was nothing on Sky News saying, this guy was arrested or this happened or wherever. Like, there was one time a protester got up when England was singing.
That's
one
right.
time.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
Because she ran up onto the stage, and that was only shown because he got onto the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's not focus too much just on the Eurovision column.
Yeah.
In general, when it comes to news, you know, here in Ireland, you know, our own local news, our own political news, do you feel the media are biased? When I say the media, public service broadcasting, I'm not talking about this show because we are biased and it's up to you to challenge the views. But do you believe that, you know, public service broadcasting like RTE, do you believe they're biased or do you believe they're good at what they do?
No, I think they're biased. I think they can show what they want to show and whatever they want to show. And I heard there was loads of protests going on in town. Mm. At one stage, and there was nothing shown on the earth, and a good few of that. I was actually on holiday at the time when I got back, and we were just chatting about it in the job, and one of the guys said, RTE, nothing on the news about it at all, and there was loads of protests going on in town.
That was 3 weeks ago now. It was a big protest. I mean, there was, I don't know, I'm not good at numbers, but somewhere between 10 and 30,000 people at it. So it was a big protest, and you would imagine it would have got a bit of coverage in RT News as the reason why the people were protesting. But it didn't. Yeah. Didn't really. Yeah. I think they got a brief mention.
No.
You know? So that's, there is absolutely bias in the news, and we all understand that. So really, you're saying to me, Sky News, they kind of lean to the left a little bit, don't they?
They do indeed, yeah.
So I gather then you lean to the left slightly. Okay, so you look at kind of what other news? You wouldn't watch GB News, that's for sure. And I'm guessing you read the journal.ie.
Yeah.
So I can tell the type of person you are.
You have my husband on the other line. He's very eager to talk to you. His name is Noel.
Oh, right, okay. I come to Noel straight after the break. We had the couple on now, okay. Ross, I mean, just before we get to the break, Ross, I get what Colm is saying. And it doesn't matter, by the way, you're here tonight, whether people are on the left or they're slightly on the right. The news has to be fair to everybody. It has to be fair to Colm and it has to be fair to you as well. I don't know, Ross, if you lean slightly to the right.
Unfortunately, it's not, though. It's always biased toward RTE, really. If RTE reported other news outlets, majority of them are biased.
Mm.
You know, they are. They are biased, you know, like you can't have an opinion now only you're far right and racist, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, it's ironic, by the way, the things that people were saying 3 or 4 years ago, which were considered to be far right, we now see the current government implementing, which is deporting people and all that kind of stuff and saying they're going to implement. So does that mean now the government are far right? I don't think so. Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, so they're all on the left, or they're certainly pandering to the left. What we need is, somebody said this to me when I was running for the European elections, you know, and I said there was going to be a swing slightly to the right. I would hate to see a right-wing European Parliament. I would hate to see a right-wing government. But I equally would hate to see a left-wing government or a left-wing European Parliament. We need balance is what you need. You know, I don't want to see extremes on either side. you know?
Yeah.
Okay, well, do me a favour. Stay there. And Noel, your husband, I'm going to come to him in a second. Stay there, Colm and Ross, if you want to. The number's 087-188-0008. Okay, Fiona, I'll be with you in a second. Let me go to the happy husband, Noel. Noel, hi, how are you?
How you doing, Noel here? Hi, Niall.
I'm good. Noel, are you like your husband there? Do you not trust the media? Well, do you not trust certain parts of the media? Who do you trust?
Well, you know what? I do trust the media because they have the responsibility to inform and educate people, you know?
But do they have that responsibility, but do they do it well?
Well, you know, sometimes when there's a writer in a newspaper, it made me interested. Wow, that's a good writing. With the access of information now, as easy as we can open the phone, of course, we can always do the false check and check it again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of news that are flying around, and if you take it seriously, well, it's up to you to believe or not. But in this day and age now, there's a lot of fake news, and it only takes about a few seconds to double-check it if it's right or wrong.
Yeah, this is true. You can fact-check things fairly quickly. Although, here's the thing, Noel, I've noticed some of the fact-checks have been incorrect as well. Like, I'll give you an example. Going back during COVID, a lot of people were banned from social media for suggesting that it didn't come from a wet market, the virus came from a lab in Wuhan. And people were banned from Facebook and Twitter. There was fact-checking done, and they all said, no, it comes from a lab. It's now been verified, most likely, it did come from a lab in Wuhan. So what I'm saying is the fact-checking can be wrong. Those things can be wrong.
Oh, yeah, it is true. And sometimes, you know, as a person myself, I don't just say, oh, I believe it straight right away. And, you know, sometimes you will stay in the middle for a while until you'll get a lot of more information to convey you to believe or not.
Mm-hmm.
So the media sometimes will make a person jump to believe or not. I am a type of person that I'll listen both sides and I'll decide what is affecting me or will better me.
But that's a good thing. But the problem we have is that most people in Irish society, I don't think, are critical thinkers. They're just not. I think they're too easily led. And I gave an example earlier on. Whether you like Donald Trump or despise Donald Trump is irrelevant, right? The job of the media, particularly public service media, not me because this is a privately owned company, but public service media, their job is to relay things impartially. But we can clearly see from most public service media, including the BBC and RTE, they start from a default position. Donald Trump is a bad man. And everything after that is a bonus. So what I'm saying is, you shouldn't start from a default position. You should start from an impartial position.
True, because it does also, you know, I get a kind of universal way of reading news because I'm not from Ireland, I'm from the Philippines, and I know how media affected the Philippines, like the Marcos is back to power now. You know, they use media to rebranding their names to get back into political arena.
Yeah.
And although I'm far, I also follow the news back home where the regime of the Duterte, you know, with crimes on war and killing people. And still people believe that he is the hero, but now he's ended up in ICC there in prison.
I've heard horrific stories, and I don't know how true they are, of people being hung from helicopters.
Yeah, so this is the two kind of stories sometimes that the media are giving different kind of view. People take it a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to trust the media, I think I would more inclined to say, yeah, there's more truthful. You know, look, it's a type of media that you're reading. I don't believe in Facebook. I don't believe in TikTok. I think sometimes I'm more inclined to read about the newspaper news avenues like that.
What about Twitter? Are you X, should I say?
No, they're very opinionated, so I don't really. I love reading Twitter, but I don't. I can't stay long with Twitter. It just pushed me to an edge.
It pushed you over the edge.
It pushed me at the edge all the time, saying like, you know, it doesn't help me. No, not at all. No.
Okay.
It doesn't.
Okay, but stay there for a second, Colm and Noel. Let me just go to Fiona. Fiona, hi. How are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Fiona, do you trust the media?
No, not at all.
All of us? You don't trust any of us?
None of us.
Okay.
It's all propaganda.
It can't all be propaganda. Can it?
If I'm going along in my daily trips, as you know, I will listen to Dan or Newsman. And if anything of interest pops into my head, I know that you'll be talking about it that night. And I like to listen to the debate on it then. Hmm. Because we'll get facts, we'll get someone who actually isn't afraid to criticise it and who don't go along like a robot. Because if we were all just listening to RT, we'd be programmed to death.
Well, yeah, but the difference is this is not my show. This is your show. It's Noel's show. It's Colm's show. It's all about your opinions. I'm just a referee here. I just guide the conversation. Okay, I have my opinion every now and again, but I just guide the conversation.
Yes, you do, but you allow be our opinions totally off the wall, or whether they're genuine, or you allow us to voice them without, you know, criticizing.
No, I try not to censor people unless they say something that would legally get us into trouble. I try not to censor
obviously,
people.
Obviously. So I just feel, and since when the world was locked down there for a while, I felt the anxiety that was coming through the media. It wasn't worth it. And now, to be honest with you, I was telling Molly there a while ago, my neighbour leaves the newspaper outside my door most mornings when he's finished with it. I don't even read it. No, it's very handy for lighting the fire. Extremely handy.
Okay.
But that is the truth. That's how much I have no interest anymore.
Yeah, don't tell the Green Party that you're lighting the fire with the newspaper. They go mad.
No, I know. But, that, you know, we can't afford the fire lighters nowadays with the economy either, Neil.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, let me just go back to Colm. Colm, it seems that COVID really was a turning point for a lot of people when it came to public service media. They just didn't trust the media. They thought the media were straight into the pocket of the government constantly all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. And they lost faith.
Absolutely.
Well, I thought the government did a good job. I thought they did. The news was fairly, what would you say, full on. But there was an awful lot
of
scaremongering that was going on. And other people that was, as you say, on Facebook and the likes of every saying false, as I'm not going down to quote Donald Trump, where he's saying he's false news. Like,
yeah,
there's an awful lot of that going.
Yeah, there was an awful lot of nonsense on social media. The funniest one I actually seen was they were injecting chips into us, 5G chips or something like that.
Yeah.
That was one of the funniest ones. Yeah. But the problem was, sadly, there were people that were believing that.
Yeah.
You know, but I did find, like everybody else, RTE completely overdid it. You know, once we knew that the vulnerable in society were those that were older, I think we should have protected. Yeah. I said this last night. We should have really protected those vulnerable people more. And we didn't need to focus on the younger people of society, particularly those under the age of 50, because thankfully, hardly any of those people actually died with or from COVID-19. But the idea of having, you know, a news show on a public service broadcaster showing scientists going around in bubbles on a stage or whatever it was they were doing, you know, I'm talking about Claire Byrne's show. The silliness of the whole thing, it just got silly at one stage. They had a hairdresser on and she had somebody in a glass cubicle with her hands through like two gloves, you know, these rubber gloves, cutting her hair. And I was going, this is madness. They don't need to do this. You know what I mean? It just got silly, Colm.
They weren't shown the reels. To be honest with you, Noel, they weren't shown the reels. To be honest with you, my husband was on the front line and we were up. It was scary. They weren't showing the devastation in the nursing homes, the lack of care, the lack of...
Absolutely, sanity. Yeah.
And it was absolute... I ended up in A&E because of stress, because of just...
I know, sure. At the start of COVID-19, in the first 3 months, they moved older people out of the hospitals and into the nursing homes, where they then continued to spread it. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I assume, Noel, from that, are you a nurse, Noel?
I am a nurse, yeah.
Okay, so you would have been on the front line there in nursing homes and you would have seen that happening.
Yeah, I'm working in a different part of healthcare and our job was closed down. It was not in need at that time, so we were... I was working then in a nursing home as part of the work.
Yeah.
Like, look, it was COVID was new to us at that time, so I think we are reacting also the way it was new to us.
Well, I would accept an overreaction for the first few months, but then once the data was available, that showed us that those who were more vulnerable were those over the age of 65. I think we should have been very much more focused on that than focused on people who were 22. going to nightclubs. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, because those people weren't dying. So I think what we should have done was focus all our energy on protecting older people.
Yeah, so I think it's kind of like more the age group that suffers really are the older people that time.
Of course, because they always succumb to respiratory viruses and things like that anyway.
And it's not that. Their contact as well with outside world is kind of like more limited.
Yeah.
They're old limited already, but they are.
Yeah.
You know.
And their immune systems are obviously suppressed because they've been, you know, at limited contact for so long. I get that. But listen, Noel and Fiona, sorry, I'm running out of time. Colm, thank you very much indeed. Generally speaking, from the messages we're getting here, I'm sorry, but people just don't seem to trust the media. They have little or no trust whatsoever.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.